Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Jenny Hubby.
Hey, Bruce. Hey, everybody.
So, you being a beach bum last week, we gave you the week off, huh?
Yes, I was actually a mountain mom in Big Bend, Texas.
Big Bend, okay.
Yeah, by the Rio Grande.
Any survivalists or take on another husband or anything? Or?
No, but I didn't see a wall. You know, I saw the Rio Grande River that separates Texas and Mexico, but there was no wall there.
Well, not yet. So
not yet.
keep us posted next year.
Yeah.
Made some progress on that down there in the Big Bend area, in Marfa and all that.
The Marfa lights, you know, those ghost lights, we saw them.
Well, you're back. They didn't abduct you this time either.
No aliens abducted. Hope you had a good week.
Had a good week and was here, but slept late every day. So it was a spiritual victory. Yeah, I had no coffee, slept late every day. So
that's good.
It was a good spring break. So family was
awesome.
Out of town. And just kind of worked at half mast, but I got some stuff done. I just got, like I said, with the producer last night, got everything shipped off for iTunes, and we're all caught up on the LA Talk Radio archives and as well as iTunes. So anyway, don't want to take precious time away from our esteemed guest that we have with us today. And folks, this gentleman is a just a very interesting and very accomplished man. He's kind of humble, of course, but I'll let him tell you the particulars. But this is an individual, and he's from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and extremely successful in sales. And I actually introduced him to the coaching world a few years ago, not too long after I had become a coach, and kind of exposed him and kind of told him a little bit about what I was doing. He was able to, he went and got the CPC credential and has just blown up again in a good way. So without further ado, let me bring on Wayne Fritz. Wayne, thanks for coming out.
You're welcome, Bruce and Jenny. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Hey, Wayne.
I don't expect too much out of this, but I tell you, going through the coaching exercise was another course for me in sales 101.
Yeah.
It really, really is. It's so basic. It brings back the very basic fundamentals of sales to me. I mean, I've been in with this same company for over 44 years, and I started part-time, worked up. I retired as the president of the company, and then they called me back because I've got this coaching background now also. And that's what I was kind of pumping out to them. And all of a sudden, I'm relevant again in the field. And they called me and made me a deal I couldn't refuse. And what I do is I coach the higher up people in the company. We call them regionals and dealers. But, you know, it comes down to I'll never forget this little card in this coaching class of the questions you ask. What? Let me see. Why? Hey, how you doing today? Why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to talk about, and why is it you want to talk about that, and why is it you say that, and why is it you say that? We listen, and then we go deeper and deeper and deeper till we find out the real reason that maybe they're having a struggle in their business, maybe the real reason that they're not growing. And but you can't just go into somebody and in my industry and say, why aren't you selling? That doesn't carry a lot of weight.
That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
If they knew, they would change it.
Exactly. And they think they know anyway. So you can't go in and just say that because they think they know. I know how much money I'm making. Well, let me ask you a question. How do you know that? Because you know what the struggle is. Maybe they don't have a good bookkeeping system, or maybe they don't have that CPA maybe they're not on board with Salad Master's program of bookkeeping, and they think they're making a lot of money. But, you know, there's a lot of people. Well, sales has a stigma. You know, you can't do that. I had a great uncle who had an aunt who had a cousin that tried that, and they failed miserably. Mm-hmm. That's the naysayers. But there's so many people in this industry that get it and are just very financially secure. But it takes a lot of process, and that's our job, is to help them get that way. They don't know about books. They don't need to know about books. They need to hire somebody to know about books and things like that. So coaching brings that out. You know, we want a dealer, a salesperson in this business, to focus on what they do best. But you just can't go in there and say, hey, Bubba, we need to know how much you're going to buy from us this year. Mm-hmm. No, we're a relationship business. Just like a coach. That's all we do. We coach people. And as a dealer, and Jenny, we know a person. She's an awesome person. And she really is a good person to coach because she gets it all. Mm-hmm. And she's just become so successful in a short period of time. And she has a business that she'll be able to pass down to her kids. And that's what a good coach creates with dealers in our industry, which I might as well go ahead and say it's called Salad Master. And if anyone ever needs the finest cookware that God helped co-sponsor into the world, it would be Salad Master. So
I can vouch for that.
There you go. I'll throw it out, I guess, if there's any questions going through this. I just know that coaching, it's funny, when I took the course, I sat there and went, holy mackerel. This is what I've been learning my entire career. And it is. I had a guy that I wanted to bring on staff years ago, and he was about 23 years old. He said, Wayne. He said, man, I got so much I could teach people. And I said, slow down there, Bubba. I said, it doesn't matter what you know. Mm-hmm. What matters is, do they want you to come back? And in a coaching world, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter what we have as a coach. What matters is, do they want to see us again? Is this an ongoing thing, or is it just a one shot and go? And we need it to be an ongoing thing. And a good trainer, a good coach, a good life coach, a good mentor, it's not a one shot and go. It's an ongoing relationship. We're in a relationship business. So there you go.
True.
So, yeah, I mean, It's kind of interesting. I knew he had all this wealth. Wayne had all this wealth of experience, and it's kind of interesting. You go into a program and then you see all this stuff cataloged and PowerPoint slide decks and the big book of techniques and stuff like that, and to kind of walk in there, coming from the sales world, I can imagine he was just kind of like, wow, this is like sales 101. But, you know, bottom line is that the overarching factor, I think, here is the relationship that Wayne is talking about. As coaches, we have a relationship with our clients, and we're trying to get our clients to a better place. I think Wayne is trying to get his master dealers and whatnot to a better place as well. And if those master dealers are functioning better as human beings, and then they're going to function better in their output for the company. And so that's just kind of a byproduct of them probably doing better as a human being. And so, you know, Wayne getting in there and interacting with folks and really empowering them to make that next level, or make those, you know, maybe even small adjustments based on their strengths. And it's interesting how, you know, he's like the strengths finder. But
right.
Yeah, I like that. You know, Bruce, you just need to hire yourself a CPA. You don't need to do those taxes. Like, amen. Now, I did that years ago. I finally did that and spent the big money and did that.
Listen, by asking those questions on that card, you know, I was talking with someone in our business and was kind of just asking questions and going deeper and going deeper. And first of all, the problem was here. His challenge, now that's not called a problem, that's called a challenge, was here. And as we kind of started drilling down, well, that's interesting. Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's get that a little bit more clear. it would go to something else until it finally got down that he's married, and they had a challenge on who does what and when they do it, and that was causing a constriction in their business model.
Okay.
Had I not been able to very carefully drill down, I would have never got that out. Now we got those guys sitting down planning things out on who's who and who's on first and what's on second. So coaching, you'd be real surprised what you find out, and that's where you can't be you're not a judge. You just bring it out so they can fix it. You know, I'm not a fixer. I'm not a psychiatrist, although we always say that we're always psychiatrists and psychologists and marriage counselors. And when it's like we're a bartender. You know, they have all those qualities too.
Or the hairdresser.
Exactly. But we really are. But we just have to learn a technique, and you can't learn that technique. It's very rare that somebody just comes out of the chute and knows that kind of stuff. Look at, I was kind of like the cross-eyed discus thrower. I didn't keep score many points, but I kept the crowd's attention, if you know what I mean. So you've got to focus this in and understand what you're doing, that you're there to help. You're not there to tell them what to do. We can't do that. We can't do that. I can't do that even in my position. So I can think it, but I can't do it.
So, Wayne, I saw on Facebook when we posted that we were interviewing you today, someone commented and asked, can he just help me make $1 million? So,
that was a female.
And, yeah.
And that female is very important in my life, but it's okay. Don't go too far with that. Because everybody's gonna be looking through my Facebook now. But that is interesting. And she said, "Well, just hook me up with the millions." And this individual, she has that on her own. But pretty interesting that she's looking for a few more. It is kind of catchy and.
What would you say then, Wayne, to the question? Let me see if I can phrase this well. It's not all about money. So I'm not talking about making this call about money.
Yes.
But what would you say is the key to success or the keys to success?
Well, listen, you're talking to a guy that has been very blessed. And my grandfather told me years ago, he said, Wayne, remember this. And he was a very successful man in insurance. And he said, remember this. He said, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing more than understanding the very, very smallest basics of whatever you're doing and just working the snot out of it. Salad Master is a cookware, and that's all I've ever done. But, you know, I love it so much that I would at night go to bed and I'd kiss my wife goodnight, and then I'd roll over and I'd pat the 7-quart roaster goodnight. That's how much you have to believe in what you're doing. You got to eat. Sleep, drink, everything. And I want to tell you, I didn't get in this business to make $1 million. I got in this business because I needed money like a hog needed slop. I was 21 years old, and most 21-year-olds, you know, we need money. And so I got in it and worked real hard. Then I got better opportunity. I got more, and I saw bigger goals that I could set. I saw bigger things happening, and it just fell into place. So, and you know what I love about this business? I love that you can become a millionaire. You can get all the money you want. A real famous person named Zig Ziglar said you can get anything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. So to comment on that lady's question, just give me the millions. Well, if it was that easy, everybody would be at the front door. But there was an old boy back in the Depression. And his name has slipped my mind, but he was a bank robber. And they'd always ask him, say, Willie, he said, why do you rob them banks? And he said, because that's where the money is. The reason that people get in our business or any business like that is to make money. I mean, I'm not in this business to preach and because I want to help everybody. Heck no, I'm in this business. I want to make money. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'll go make money somewhere else. So money is a key. I mean, it's not the main thing. It shouldn't be, but it sure helps a lot. It's kind of like in that movie, The Jerk, when she said, it's not the money I'm going to miss. It's all the things the money buys.
That's right.
Part of that Peter's line. So we just want to have, this business is supposed to be fun, but you can make as much or as little as you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some people may not know what Salad Master is, but I'll vouch for it. I told you this before we started the radio show that I actually got some for my wedding gift in my first marriage, and when we divorced, I lost the cookware, and I was determined to get that cookware, and it took a few years, and I bought that cookware from Catherine Lawrence, who you know in Southlake, and it's amazing what we'll pay for when it's important to us, when it's valuable to us, and when the relationship is there.
Well, that's so true. Listen, does Catherine have your address?
She does.
I'm gonna get something sent out there to you.
All right. Come on the show, Jenny.
That's awesome. We'll get her on the show. That's great. Now we got to get Bruce on the cookware.
On the hook, man. Yeah, listen here. I am a believer. I just haven't stepped into the church yet. But
I'm a
believer, man. I mean, I'm surrounded because Wayne has introduced me to other people in the industry, and I've gotten to know them. So I'm about.
But you still haven't had that fried chicken yet. No, that's what we're going to get after it. Yes,
oh, it's so good! I made some yesterday.
Wow. Oh my gosh, I tell you, this
is
like an infomercial, but
I know, sorry.
By the way, folks, even though we're coaches, but anyhow, just we can reset everybody here is a coach, coach as well. But I think that's good. I think is even with some of the big business people that I work with, they're there to provide a solution to a business problem, right? And they're selling their even consultants, right? Consultants sell solutions to problems, and I've been blessed on my end to work with consultants, others, and even auditors and other people that supply that to their customers. So, and to do that, the vehicle on the sale is the relationship. Right. And I know, I mean, Jenny, I knew when I first met you years ago, in your academic prior life or academia, whatever, working, fusion life or whatever that, man, I just, you know, I knew that you and I had a kindred spirit, had some things in common. Okay. Mm-hmm. And years later, it interestingly, you know, I found out you were a coach. You found out I was a coach, and now
at the same time,
we're doing a show together, and we're kind of in different stations. But long story short, with that is that relationship.
Yeah,
I know people, and you've been real busy lately, and man, that just I was when you said that like hey Bruce, can you do this and that? Because I'm slammed. I'm like, well. Miss Busy Britches, but that's good though, man. That's good that you know what that means. That means people are coming to you. People value not only the service that you bring, but they value you and they value your relationship. And man, that's the thing about I think what Wayne's trying to say, and what I'm trying to say is that yeah, you know, we're I think in some respects we're in the we have the best jobs ever because not only are we being compensated for what we do, but we're actually having relationships with people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and helping people.
Man, it's almost like getting two for one.
So cool.
But we do that in different ways. See, And one of the other themes I don't want the show to get away before I, you know, Wayne quickly kind of breezed by it, but there was this period where Wayne had, I don't want to say ran his course, but he ran the first, let's say the first course, just like mm-hmm. I do at the Justice Department. Anyway, but he ran that first course, and then there was that time in there, right, where he was looking at his options and what mm-hmm. was he going to do, you know, you get in that age, and your kids are a certain age, and there's, you know, grandchildren and other things and other pursuits.
Golf course.
Right. And then, you know, once the timing, you know, he looked at the coaching, hit the coaching, and then just almost immediately on the heels of that, this new consulting thing, is that right? This consulting. Yeah, the consulting just popped open. And next thing you know, man, he's back. He's back in the game, and probably just as hard, if not harder, and more relevant than ever, than he ever was. So I think this is a shout out.
Yeah.
To the people that are my age and a little bit older, 50s, 60s, shoot, even 70s, right? No matter what station of life you're in, but let's say you're in your 50s and older, and think about this. I mean, really think about your experience and strength and hope and who you are. And if that fits in a coaching package, think yeah. about becoming a coach. Think about that. Think about how you can help others. And you know what? And if you have a service line that can be monetized and those relationships can be monetized, and you know what? You need to get paid for your money. I mean, as consultants, My rule is, and I'm sure it is yours, I get paid for my time mm-hmm. as a consultant. That's what I get paid for. So we might have a positive result. We might not have a positive result. But, gosh, at the end of the day, I'm going to get paid for the time. And I know when we set up these coaching contracts, we do a three-month minimum and those things as well to make sure we have that buy-in and that commitment. So, anyway, I did want to make sure that I mentioned that aspect because – you know, this isn't just for young people. This isn't just for people who have lost their way and are trying to figure something out. So I'll become a life coach. By any means, it's not that. But I did want to underscore how this was a catalyst, I think, in a small way that just jettisoned Wayne back into the fray.
That's so cool.
Well played, Bruce. That's so perfect. You know, I got consulting assignments or found people that needed it. And that took me to China. That took me to Australia. It took me several places around the world for consulting for my time. Matter of fact, back then it was by the day. And Bruce knows that because
we talked about it.
But what happened this last December is I guess I'd been seen enough doing that this company who is a parent company came back to me, my Salad Master people, and they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. And for an old boy that's didn't finish college and was the president of the company, and then now I'm the general manager of the Americas. That would be Canada, U.S. and South America. So I'm in all the strategic planning. We just came back last week from 3 year planning session to plan out the next 3 years, some exciting things happening. And you only get to be involved with that when there's experience. And you do yeah. that. You know what got me there? Relationship. Mm-hmm. Relationship. Then the course that I took on that coaching, it brought things to me that I'd learned all my life, but I never put them in the context of, hey, I'm going to be a coach here. I'm going to be a life coach in this deal. As a matter of fact, well, that's it. Bruce, you're right about relationships, and you're right. You're never too old. This is becoming more and more prevalent today of people that have the experience to share that experience. Mm-hmm. You know, it's age old. Passing down your experience, there's a lot of wealth involved with that for you and the receiver. So, Bruce, that's the best example I can say.
That's good. So, Jenny, you have another reason to live, you know?
I know this. It's amazing. You know, what I was thinking is what you found, Wayne, over the years is what worked. And you did it. Like you said, you did it over and over and over again to where it became natural. And then as the coaching profession has built up around us in this, in our culture today, and you take the coaching class, you realize this is what you've been doing all along, and it works. Because what you're doing is you're finding out you're helping the client, in your case, I guess it is your client, you're helping them understand what it is they really want, what's in the way, and how to get what they want. And they're solving their problem. You're bringing that out in them. It's not about you. It's not about what you want. You're just bringing it out of them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, and yes, and I've learned a lot from Mark, taking that from what I can do naturally in my sleep to marketing, because coaching, how many people have companies pay consultants millions of dollars to come in and look at their business? They pay them millions of dollars. And heck, if you're in an industry that you've done that, I'm speaking to the senior citizens here. If you're in a business that you've done all your life, you know, there's people out there that need guidance. They need coaching and they need mentoring. Mm-hmm. And a mentor is nothing but a real good life coach.
Right. It's interesting because in mentoring, and Wayne is probably more in the mentor capacity, because the mentor is saying, I'm in the cookware industry, and I want you to do this because I did this in the cookware industry. So I want you to kind of model me. And that's what the mentor does. And so, you know, if I had my Fortune 100 consultants that were CPAs model what I did, they'd be all bankrupt. So thank God I'm just an executive coach. Seriously. I mean, but you know, so, but so with the coaching, you know, we're just kind of being in the moment. And there's one thing, man, there's certain things about the humanity and the human existence that never change. And I think relationship is one of them. The technology changes, your gender can change, but damn, you know what I'm saying? You call yourself, you know, gender fluid. You can, I mean, whatever. But at the end of the day, if we're in a relationship, those underpinnings, the reciprocity, the connection points, those are all the same. Maybe there's subtle differences in the language, but you know, at the processes are still the same. And that's why I think, once again, that coaching is so relevant, because what you're doing is you're using these age old and timeless techniques to interact with your clients, and you know, and you're just kind of crafting it to them. And this is just the best thing ever. So, and again, some people are naturals than others. Now, there was the coaching academy that I know about, nudge nudge wink wink, they were here this last weekend in DFW, and I talked to one of the graduates that's, you know, student, now a graduate in the class, and I said, so how was it? And I'm going to try to get her on the show here in a couple of weeks, Jenny. But anyway, she was just saying how a lot of the people were just kind of bewildered on what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. You know, they were just bewildered on, well, what do I do now? And how do I market? And how to, you know, and Jenny, I know you're working on a service line that addresses that, right? How to market, stuff like that. But, you know.
Yeah.
Guys like me and Wayne, man, we're just sitting there, you know, I've already, my plan, I know exactly what I'm going to do with this deal, and then hopefully it'll all fall into place. I mean, there was no question what was on my mind, on day one of what I wanted to have happen and move forward. So anyway, we kind of took us around a little journey there. But yeah, anyway, long story short is, though, is that the timelessness of the relationship, you know, and I think as coaching, and I mean, Wayne doesn't have these things. I mean, he looks 15 years younger. I hadn't seen him in 2018. He comes in the office today, Man, he's looking good, man. He got his hair all, man, I tell you what, he's, so this coaching's been good for him, man. It's shaved off some
years. Oh, he's happy, you know, he's doing what he loves. Yeah. Well, so I'm going, Wayne, I'm going to use something you said in my training. I do marketing training for coaches, and I love what you said about, you know, find what works and do it over and over and over and over again. And what we really focus on when we start, back to your comment, Bruce, about new coaches not knowing what to do next, we really teach coaches to measure their success by the number of complimentary consultations that they provide for potential clients in their target market. So their ideal client, how many each month, each week, do they offer, how many complimentary consults? And that complimentary consult is all about finding out the strengths, understanding the strengths of the client, what it is, first of all, what's their goal, then what are their strengths, and then can I see them getting to their goal, and am I excited about helping them, and do I want to coach them? Do they feel confident I can help them, and do we have a relationship? Do we have a trusting relationship already, that connection? It's all about doing the same thing over and over that works, having the relationship with a client, and providing those complimentary consultations, because that's where the relationship starts.
Well, you're spot on, Jenny. I mean, spot on. That's what causes people to drop out, is they don't continue doing basic.
Yeah.
The thing that's over and over. Oh, I want to change it. I want to reinvent the wheel. No, keep doing it, because that's when you'll break through.
Yeah.
Oh, you're awesome. You're awesome, Jenny. That's spot on.
Well, you know, I have a sales background, and they used to tell us, just be smart enough to be dumb enough to do everything they tell you to do, and you'll be just fine.
Oh, I've heard that so many times, and I've said it now.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like you guys need to team up instead of Salamaster. All he has to do is be selling coaching, and then you guys could team up, man, and sell this product.
Wayne, we need to team up on Bruce, get him some Salad Master.
Hey, wait a minute.
This way, we'll double team.
I bought an induction cooktop just to be exempt from Salad Master, but y'all have now induction.
we got that covered. Oh,
that's good.
I thought I had him outrun there at the induction. Oh, my. Get on board. Oh, man. But, woo. But, yeah, but seriously, that's, you know, just to hear the confidence. Another thing I want to ask you about, and Jenny, I need you to know this too about Wayne. Wayne, you've just given countless speeches and motivational speeches and seminar about how many hundreds or thousands of people do you think you've talked before in your career?
I don't know a number, but I mean, that's
tens of thousands.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about how you use the coaching parts in those kind of, I don't want to say one and dones, but, you know, in those motivational talks.
Oh, listen, Jenny, if you ever hear from any Salad Master person about me, they'll tell you I'm about the basics. That's all. So I start out, we have a square that I write up on a whiteboard. And it's kind of like Vince Lombardi at his first day of practice with football. He would stand there and he would have a football in his hands and he would say, "Men, this is a football." In other words, he would start with the very basics. Every training season, that was the first thing he said. And I'd start with that as a square. The most important thing we can do, and you're talking about this in the coaching world, when you're talking about finding how many complimentary coaching sessions they can offer. Yeah, it's booking. That's what I would call booking. Because nothing happens without a booking.
That's right.
So that's the most important thing we have in our business. And then it's recruiting. That would be recruiting. That'd be getting those people to want to be involved. Then we train. We help train them in with coaching. And then the last thing we get is we call it the sale. But you can't put the sale first.
Yeah.
You put the sale first, you miss all the rest. So
yeah.
When I'm talking with people as far as coaching, and I do it in every presentation because it's the basics. And people say, when are we going to quit talking about that? When I was in the field as a dealer, and I built one of the top dealerships in the company a couple times. When are we going to quit talking about the square in all these meetings? I said, when we all understand it.
That's great.
And that never happened because it happened from the heart. Sales or coaching, it's not an art. It's a science. We can all learn it, but it's a science. We have to study it. So when we finally learn it, we'll get it, okay?
It's just amazing how if we have a formula that works and we work the formula, we don't have to worry about the results because they come.
See, you said it a while ago. How many times in your sales career did you hear, if you're just smart enough to be dumb enough?
Yeah.
And that's what you have to, and boy, you tell that to a smart person, it's hard to accept.
That's hard. Yeah. It was easy for me.
It was the thing in the world for me.
I work for the government. That's all I did for 20 years. That's what I did in the office for me.
That's close enough for government work. Of course, he's a field artillery.
Perfect. 1 and 2. That's right. It's close enough. Anyway. Woo.
This is good. It really just goes back to the basics on coaching. It's the relationship. There we're not going to get anywhere with a client without the relationship.
Correct. That's so correct. And you know, it's funny where you go, you know, who's good at relationships is that young lady here in Southlake that we both know.
Yes.
She's just a relationship nut. She's awesome.
Yes, so she is.
That's how she has built her business.
Mm-hmm.
Food for Life.
Okay.
That's the name of her company.
Oh, yeah. I know, Bruce. You got to go over there.
That's who I was going to invite you to.
I know. Yes. I remember. Yeah, I know. I survived one artillery shell already about 2 years ago. But anyway, just throw me in the lion's den over there. you know what? And she has done a good job. On Facebook and other stuff, actually, she's built a brand that I actually recognize, and I try to run from that stuff as hard as possible. So that shows you how effective that she's been. And I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, gotta go.
Well, that's because you don't have a relationship with her yet.
I'll tell you what, though, like I said, I'll tell you what, I won't send a salesman out there. I think I'll go myself, and I think you ought to be here, too.
Oh, no.
I'd be glad to.
All right.
I'll get my microwave fired up, and we'll be able but you know, it's really good to hear, you know, how this can be, you know, coaching can be utilized, particularly in a sales format, you know. And I'm almost thinking, wow, you know, if you're an introverted or a schizoid personality, you're gonna have a hard time coaching, because right, you gotta engage. And so people who are reluctant to engage, that could be a problem. And for the young coaches or the young sales folks, you know, I'm sure that they struggle with self-limiting thinking that caused them fear. You know what I mean? How have you coached that where people be kind of scared to make those bookings or whatever? How do you handle that, Wayne?
The best salespeople are introverts.
Mm.
When they start, they've never sold anything. They were so backwards. They didn't even want to answer their telephones. This is back before cell phones. But they're very shy. Listen, believe it or not, when I was in my very first school dance I went to, I think they should have written me up in the paper. There was about 100 students at that dance. And I was never recognized for this, but I saved every one of their lives that night, and I was proud of it, but nobody else noticed it. But I stood up against the wall and held that wall from falling because I was too shy to ask anybody to dance. But I can guarantee you that wall didn't fall down that whole night because I held it up. So that's but you know what? This business, I could never have talked in front of 10 people in my life. And this business now has brought me to where I can talk in front of thousands. It just doesn't matter.
By what ways did you help build confidence for folks?
Well, for other people, I would tell them that, you know, there's nothing better than in our business than your personal story.
Oh, that's right.
You know, and that's...
Nobody can take that away from you.
Nobody can take it away from me. And people love to hear your personal story. So if we had more time, I'd tell you mine, because it's been a few days since I heard it.
It's kind of like like preaching, kind of like spreading the gospel, right?
That's this exactly is your... right. You got to have the Holy Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit all wrapping around you. You got to get up and tell it to somebody. You can't sleep until you tell it to somebody.
No, but I think that's a great starting point. I know that Jenny has a great story, and we all have a good, very interesting story that got us to this point in our careers that we're now coaching and just even having this podcast, you know, has been a heck of a. Jenny, don't just people freak out when you say, yeah, I have a show on LA Talk Radio, and everyone goes, really? You know what I mean? It's kind of like being the head waiter at Golden Corral. But, I mean, seriously, no, it's not. It's just good stuff.
It's good stuff.
It's really funny, yeah.
But all kidding aside, when you're selling yourself, when you're selling the radio to do this, when Bruce is selling himself to a large major corporation, he's telling his personal story to get mm-hmm. that. Assignment to get that. That's what it's all about. I mean, your personal story is everything. And look at, you can go back to the Bible and find that stuff out. It's the personal story that matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about. Like you said, a preacher. I mean, you know, some of the best ones you'll ever hear is when they were 19, they got saved and they were on a road to hell right 30 seconds before that. It was a snowball headed for hell. And you hear their personal story, say, oh, there's hope for me. And people need to know that hope. And as a coach, I've gotten way ahead of myself, but as a coach, we give them something that they already have. We're just
putting
it out of their pocket, you know. Like, you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. And you just bring that light out from underneath the bushel. That's all. So I got to, anyway, turn it over to you now.
You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. Ooh, man. That's awesome, brother. I should have known that by now. Have you heard that before, Jenny? You can't be a beacon unless your light don't shine.
Well, I've heard don't hide your light under a bushel.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard it that way. That's great. I got to go back and listen to this show and get all this good stuff.
Look, if you're around this gentleman for more than an hour, you'll fill up a Big Chief tablet full of sayings. I mean, this guy just, whew. Get in where you fit in, go through to get through. I mean, this guy is, this guy is just incredible, probably. Give Zig a good run for the show, man. This guy.
By the way, Zig used his first sales job with Salad Master.
I know. I remember hearing that because I know his story. Yep, I remember his story. There you go. And I was just thinking, you're kind of following in Zig Ziglar's shoes.
Oh,
I really miss him.
I went to enough of his. I went to his Sunday school class for several years.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just like a seminar every Sunday.
A pep talk every Sunday.
Yeah, with free donuts.
Wow.
Oh, one of my favorite quotes of his is, people say motivation doesn't last, and he said, neither does a bath. That's why I recommend it often.
Yes, that's right. gosh dang, he was something else.
I know.
Well, you know, but that's our job, is to help people find that motivation within themselves. And sometimes it's discipline. Sometimes it's getting up and doing something you don't feel like doing in the moment, but you do it anyway. And motivation is a precursor to discipline. So that's our job, is to help uncover those nuggets and aspects of that for everybody. And everybody's unique in how they operate and see the world and see themselves. And so that's where our assessment techniques and all that good stuff comes in and into the coaching sphere. But, you know, like you said, some of those really good hard stop immutable techniques like tell your story. I mean, that is a, regardless of your personality style, regardless of your nationality, mm-hmm. you know, your story is your story. And man, that's a great jump off point to get that ball rolling, get that relationship going and going forward. So good stuff. So what do you think about that, Jenny?
Yeah. I'm ready to have lunch with y'all. We all need to go to lunch.
That's right.
Yeah, we're just a small's drive south of you here, I think. But we should definitely do that. But you know, I'm glad I thought of Wayne. You know,
I am too.
Because like, man, in you know, and again, his career speaks for itself. Just the relationships and his ability to interact with the crowd and his ability to interact with customers and anybody, you know, for any human being, for that matter, just a really good skill. But, you know, and some of that, you know, people probably look at this guy and say, oh, he was born that way. And like I said, he wasn't, you know what I mean? He wasn't. He was the guy holding up that wall. In that and he's the guy who then threw, I don't want to say trial and error, but a lot of trial and it, well, it's okay. So it's trial and error, like myself. I mean, believe it or not, I used to stutter in meetings, and I actually went to a stand-up comedy thing to overcome my fear of public speaking in 1989. And people like, are you kidding me? You're the biggest narcissistic ham in the room.
No, you're a big clown.
I learned that. It's not
that. You have a ham radio.
Oh, that's right.
So thank you for that. But so anyway, it just goes to show that you can learn to be a better you, to be more effective, and regardless of your station in life, man. And that's, Wayne, it wasn't a full reboot, but it was a pretty good three-quarter reboot. It was, the good three-quarter reboot. I mean, he came in there. Came back into the ring swinging for the fences, man, and hitting the ball out of the park ever since.
That's awesome.
It is. It is. And so, you know, that's an inspiration to me when I see somebody do that.
Same.
And I want that to be an inspiration to all our listeners that are listening to this on the podcast and beyond, regardless of what you do, whether you're a CPA or a salesperson or a personal service provider or whatever it is you do, you know, there's always something out there ahead of you for you to participate and look forward to doing so. So, yeah.
Mm. Wow. That's awesome. Glad you joined us, Wayne.
Yes. So, Wayne, how can our listeners get a hold of you, or what's the best method for them to contact you if they have any questions?
BR549.
Junior.
No, go to SaladMaster.com, if I could say that. And I'm listed on there too somewhere,
okay.
I think, unless they threw me out today. Okay. But
LinkedIn also?
You can find me on LinkedIn.
Facebook.
Wayne Fritz, Facebook. Wayne Fritz. I'm on a couple other things under the alias of Jaime Schwartz or Dusty Trails. But... No, just kidding.
All right, man. Well, good. Yeah, and Wayne's LinkedIn does Google up pretty well, and of course, Salad Master. There'll be a link to him on Salad Master. So, and Wayne, hey, if he ain't gonna talk to you about Salad Master, he'll help you get to a better place. You know, he'll just visit with you and spend some time with you. And folks, feel free to come by the show website there, latalkradio.com, or on Channel 2, Concierge Coaches Show. Hit that link, and all of our shows come up that are now up to date, and they're archived. And also, folks, go to our iTunes page, Concierge Coaches Show. We're on iTunes. All the shows are there for free, so you don't have to pay. We pay it forward, so you don't have to. You can listen to any of our shows on iTunes. Yeah, Wayne is. You're impressed, aren't you?
Man.
Okay, he's impressed. See, now we got him impressed. And Jenny, how can folks reach you, Jenny?
Well, they can Google Jenny Hubby, J-E-N-N-I Hubby. I'm easy to find. I'm the only one in the entire world, I'm pretty sure. And also jhubconsulting.com, or Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram.
Alrighty then, and I'm at ConciergeCoach.net. So folks, thanks again for listening to another great episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. We'll see you next week. We'll have another exciting guest, I'm sure. And see us anytime on our Facebook and social media, and we'll see y'all next time. Take care.
Until next time. Bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.